Hi and welcome to a littlefolkin.com special all about a newish festival that we're getting behind here on folkin.com, and that is the Chicken Stock Festival down there in little old Kent. And I'm really excited to be talking to the owner, the creator, the maker, the organiser, Moya. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
It's great to talk to you. And at last, I've sort of got to talk to you about this festival because it's been growing and everyone's talking about it, especially round our way, where we come from, down here in Kent. And it's sort of kind of word is spreading far and wide that it's a lovely little friendly festival with a nice mix of music. And I'm really pleased to be playing it ourselves this year with my band Shenaki. And I'm talking to you all about it now. So tell me, why the hell did you want to start a festival? You're mad.
Yeah, completely balmy. We started it really following having lots of garden parties in our back garden, and one of our friends saying, you could open this up to the public, it'd be lovely. And after a few too many wines, I thought, why not?
You know, wine always does that. Never drink.
That, really?
Never drink too much wine. You end up doing some ridiculous things.
Yeah, exactly. So we started in 2018 in our back garden. We had about 250 attendees, but it was obvious that it was not going to grow. It was a real squeeze. But I've got some lovely neighbours who own farmland, and two of them offered us some of their land to have the arena on a slope. And also another area for camping. This year we are actually condensing it all down into what was the camping area. I say condensing it down, we're still going to have plenty of space because there was loads and loads of space for camping up there anyway. It's just to make it easier to save people so that they're not away from the general camping, so away from their friends and family. So we're moving everything up to the top field. And it will feel a lot more like it did in our back garden, because that area that we're going to have the arena is surrounded by trees. So it will feel like it was in the first year, where the trees sort of hugged everybody that was attending the festival. So really looking forward to the changes that we've got coming this year. So, but we're still going to have two stages who play one, then the other. We don't have two stages playing at the same time.
Oh, that's
good.
You're
able to decide who you want to see. You can see absolutely everybody.
Yep.
So, yeah, so we're really excited about this year.
Oh, that's really good, because it sounded like it was a nice little friendly festival, and I really like these little friendly sort of personal festivals. Do you know what? We played a ridiculous one last year. It was a stables party for some stables down in by Menston Airport somewhere. And my bass player said, oh, look, we'll do that. He said, it's from my stables lot. And I said, yeah, okay. And we had this little stage, but the trees was surrounding the field. And what I loved about it, I'll never forget it, was the sound of the band was sort of going out and sort of bouncing back off of the trees. And it sounded really sort of really nice, and the sound was travelling. It sounded really good. So I know what you mean about this sort of small little enclosures. Well, not small, but sort of compact. It makes it a little bit more personal, doesn't it? And a bit more, makes it feel friendlier.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we really pride ourselves about is how friendly the festival is. You know, we're inclusive, completely inclusive. Our son's disabled, so we try to make it as inclusive as we can for people. We don't have individual, we don't have a disabled viewing platform where you're segregated.
Yeah.
My son absolutely hated those when we were attending festivals when he was younger. He just felt, you know, that he was being completely singled out and isolated, and even though it's by the sound tower usually, so it's quite a good place to be from a sound point of view, invariably only one or two of us could sit up there, and as a family of five, that just wasn't, you know, nice. We were being separated out, and we don't like that. And everybody that comes is really friendly. There is a genuinely friendly atmosphere. You know, we do have security on site, but they've never really, they're there for people's safety rather than anything else. We've never had any real problems with people. We're really lucky with our attendees. I mean, it's a very family friendly, dog friendly atmosphere. You know, we've got lots for kids to do. We've got storytellers, drumming workshops, circus skill workshops, crafting. You know, so there's lots for children to do, as well as for adults. We do have adult workshops as well. For some of the stall holders run things like silver smithing workshops and things like that, and, you know, drumming for adults, morning yoga sessions, as well, to, for those that
prefer yoga.
Reiki after sleep floor, maybe, but that's very popular.
I went for a bit of yoga. You know, I'll give that a go. I've quite fancy that. No, it does sound really nice. Some of the festivals do get a little bit big, don't they? I mean, I'd never go. I'm sure it's brilliant, and everyone says it is. I wouldn't go to the likes of Glastonbury and Reading and all that, because they're just so big. And I never really could see the point in going to a place with like 200,000 people, five or six different stages, because you're forever trying to plan what you're doing of. You know, if you've got several bands you want to see, you go, oh my God, I've got to walk 3 miles to go and see that band, and I've got to come back, and I've got to see that. I think there's a lot to be said for those sort of one-stage festivals, where there's music is the focus of the thing. And then if you're not particularly interested in that band, you can have a little wander around and go and come back for the band that you are interested in, rather than having to travel miles across the field. I quite like that. I think it's much better. So I'm glad you've sort of stuck to that little format, really. It's nice.
Nothing worse when you get cold that you've got a 3-mile hike to get to your bag just to go and get a jumper.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, we prefer going to smaller festivals ourselves.
Yeah.
The big ones, it's just so much walking, you know. And a lot, the ones that don't allow you to take a chair with you, I don't get that at all.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's a lot, because what a lot of people don't realise is that the lengths you have to go to health and safety and a duty of care as well. I know from speaking to one of the festivals I've always been covering for years is Croppredy, the Fairports one. It's a great festival. And the New Forest Folk Festival is very nice as well, the two that we sort of concentrate here
that's
on.
That's another one we go to.
Yeah, well, that's folking.com have been right behind those two for many, many years. In fact, I'm running a similar, as they'll see on the site now when they look at it, there's a Croppredy preview as well that we're running. But I was speaking to Gareth one day, who's the manager and the director of the festival there, and he was saying about having to go and cut the trees down because in case they fall off and hit somebody on the head, the contingency plans that you have to put in place are quite mad. You know, he had the ability to actually move the festival 4 fields down as a contingency. And I suppose you have to go through that as well, don't you? It's not just a case of opening your fields and going for it, is it?
No, there's an awful lot involved. You know, you have to submit festival management plans to the local council, and in that you've got to have policies such as lost children, people bringing in weapons, anti-drugs, you know, how your bar's going to run, you know, Challenge 25. There's so much that goes into that. I mean, it's a really thick document, but it's the way it should be, because at the end of the day, I'm responsible for all of the attendees' health and safety, and I don't want anybody getting hurt. And, you know, it is an important thing, but there is a lot more involved in putting on a festival than I initially thought.
I'm
on a festival.
Yeah.
I actually gave up my job to plan the festival for a couple of years because it just took up so much time. It's got to the point now where it's almost running itself. You know, I have to just make tweaks every year to the festival management plan. It's not as time consuming. It is a full-time job, but I love it, and I love meeting people that attend the festival. You know, it's lovely to, when I'm standing on stage introducing the acts, to see.
Oh, you do that, do you?
Smiling back.
You're like the compere, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the compere, like you mean? Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Sometimes, yeah. Like we, myself and one of the other organisers who acts as our stage manager, Simon. If I'm caught up doing something sort of with my boss hat on, he'll do the comparing if I can't get to the stage.
Have you actually got a boss hat? Have you got a hat with boss on?
Do I have a hat with boss on? Yes, I do, and it's very sparkly.
Oh, wow. I want a hat with boss on. That's really good. I'm jealous. I'm going to be jealous of your hat with the boss on. That's really bad.
It's a black baseball cap with silver diamantes all over it saying boss, literally right across the front of it.
You should have something on like "don't mess me about" on it, you know, like that, or something like that. "Do not even try" or something like that, you know. That would be brilliant. You've got loads of great bands. I mean, I was just looking at some of the variation of acts you've got. I mean, you've got swing bands, you've got sort of rock bands, you've got a ska band on there as well. Rob Heron, and the lineup is absolutely brilliant. The Electric Swing, the Electric Swing Circus, is it?
Yeah.
They look cool. Love the sound of them.
When we first started, we were predominantly folk. But folk encompasses so many different genres now. It's not just you know your sort of Fairport or your the more traditional folk. I mean, I think even in elements of swing and rock and everything, there is an element. It's storytelling at the end of the day, which is what the basis of folk music is.
Yeah.
I love folk music. As I say, my introduction to festivals was Crockwoodie, and I've loved folk ever since. It's also nice to have a variation of music, which is why we've gone away from being purely folk to having a wide mixture of genres. And at the end of the day, as I say, there is an element of folk in all of them. I mean, a lot of the bands we've got have got fiddle players in things which are not technically folk, but at the end of the day, it's storytelling. When you're singing
absolutely
a song. You know, a lot of the bands that we've got have been recommended to us by our attendees that have seen them at other places, or people that have been asked back. I mean, Funk and the Two-Toe Baby, he's, you know, he played 3 or 4 years ago. Every year people have said, please can we have Funky back, please can we have Funky back. So, you know, and Town of Cats, who are headlining, and Three Daft Monkeys have played before as well. You know, these are bands that people have either asked us to have on or have asked us to have back.
And
we do like to listen to our attendees and try and please them as best as we can.
That's right. I mean, basically, I think in my, I grew up with punk rock music. I only discovered the folk in 1980s when I found the Fairport's Gladys Leap album many, many years ago, and I discovered folk and folk rock. So there's still an element of, well, you'll find out in the Shanaki's second half, of electric guitars and kind of cranked up stuff, a bit punky as well. So it's like there is all that in there, and it's something that you take bands like the Oyster Band and bands like that, and New Model Army, even, if you're aware of New Model Army. If you strip back a New Model Army song and do away with all the fireworks and the power and the screaming that Justin Sullivan does so brilliantly, those songs are stripped back. They are folk songs. If you play them on an acoustic guitar, you know, they're brilliant. They're just as equally as good as putting all the fireworks in them. And Shanaki, incidentally, is an old Gaelic word for storytellers.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I love trying to find out why bands are called what they are. There's some bands have got such unusual names, and it's nice to know where you've got the idea from.
It's an old Gaelic word which has been changed through the years. It actually used to be spelt with a C-H-I-A, Shanaki, and then the modern spelling is how we spell it. And it means storytellers or travelling storytellers. So, you know, that's why we chose that name. So, yeah, I agree. And to me, personally, you know, what you're saying about the whole ethos of it is, if I'm playing to an audience and there's, I don't know, 2,000 people there, they love it and they're dancing around, which is great. Equally, if I'm playing to an audience of 5, but one person comes up to me and says, Paul, I love that song about the River Medway, then to me, I've communicated. And that, to me, that's what it's all about. It's all about a communication thing. And I'm equally as happy, you know. Somebody's actually felt what I felt when I wrote that song. And that's how the whole thing is what music's about, I think, really. It's all about communication to me. But, you know, Fairport would probably have been doing it for years. I mean, Alice Cooper's played there, for God's sake. Toya, you know, who hasn't played at Crockwoodie? You know, we got Tony Christie there this year, which I've just done a little preview with. So I'm glad you've got that diversity, because it also opens you up and gets more people in the door at the end of the day. If we're brutally honest, not everybody wants to go and see a folk festival, although there's always people that will. But if you start looking at some of the bands you've got, Blackbeard's Tea Party, for instance, and bands like that, great bands to watch. Yeah, I actually do think you're doing the right thing, Moya, by getting all those different bands in. It just gives other people a chance to enjoy the music, and not exclusive to folk, isn't it, that way round?
Oh, thank you. We do like original bands as well. So, you know, a lot of bands don't often get the opportunity to play their own music. People just want to listen to covers, but we actually like bands to be able to play the music they've created.
Joe, you're my kind of go because Moya, because I've there's a lot of people who will just go and play in pubs, and cover versions, you know, because they think that's what people want to hear. It's to me, it's a little bit.
There's a place for that.
Yeah, exactly,
I love a good cover, doing the rain and all of those, but that's the other issue. If you have a festival of just cover bands, you're going to hear Dancing Queen or Wonderwall, or you know, 100 times over the weekend, because they all tend to use the same sort of songs because they're popular.
Exactly. So I like a bit of independence and a bit of their own material, and I like to, if I can. All we need to do, really, though, Moya, is hope that it doesn't rain. Now, have you got a direct line to God?
Well, if I did have, it didn't work last year.
Oh, dear.
Unfortunately, it did rain on the Sunday last year, quite heavily.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another reason why we've moved the arena back up to the top field, because there was no shelter at all. The wind, literally, prevailing wind came down across the field where people were sitting, straight onto the stage. We got through it, and there were people, you know, hardy people. There's no such thing as bad weather, just inappropriate clothing.
Yeah.
Suck it out with their pints of beer, huddled under their coats, mega goggles, and their umbrellas. You know, it did affect people going home early. I mean, the bands were still brilliant. They still did a fantastic job. It did affect the attendance. But at the end of the day, this is Britain.
Yeah.
The weather. Just bring your sun cream, your wellies and your umbrellas.
That's
because
right.
Because invariably, you might get to use all three in one day.
Absolutely.
In the summer in Britain.
That's it. Does your field cope with lots of wet rain? Because Cropperty always does, doesn't it? Cropperty, I don't know what it is. They put this red grass stuff around. They also got these metal track roads down the middle now. Yeah, I'm hoping your field would cope with it. But we're not going to talk about that because it's not going to rain. It's going to be beautiful and it's going to be sunny.
It is a chalk downland, so the water does run away.
Good.
Really. And we have matting, and you talking about contingency plans earlier, you know, we do have matting down on the high traffic areas to try and avoid that. But it's not going to rain, hopefully.
It's not going to rain. No, it won't rain. Honestly, it's going to be brilliant. I'm really looking forward to it. And I've heard, you know, I haven't been before, but I've heard you do a cracking job. And it's a very well organised festival. Nice selection of food stalls are we going to get as well?
Yeah, we've got about somewhere between 8 and 10 food stalls.
Nice.
Selling a wide variety of types of cuisine, vegan, non-vegan, you know, snacks, crepes, ice creams. We run our own bar, local suppliers as much as possible. So we've got Canterbury Ales on board, and they make us our own festival ale.
Nice.
Every year.
I'm there.
Which is very popular, very, very well. So last week we went and did the beer tasting for this year's selection of beers. So we'll have, you know, I mean, we're not a beer festival, we're not a cider festival, but, you know, we do have a selection of beers and ciders behind the bar.
It's all about keeping it local, isn't it?
Keep the prices as close to pub prices as we can, rather than festival prices, because there's nothing worse than going to a festival and feeling like you're being mugged every time you go to the bar.
Yeah.
Like pounds for rubbish lager.
I know. it's not good. It sounds like it's perfect to me, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's the 1st of August to the 4th of August. Loads of great bands. In fact, I was thinking to myself when I was doing this to list all the bands, but it's far easier if they just go and look for themselves on chickenstockfestival.co.uk, isn't it?
Yeah, much easier. All the information about the festival is on there. There's a section on, you know, frequently asked questions, so it explains, you know, anything to do with camping, anything to do with the festival itself, it's all on there. And our backstory's there as well.
Yes.
And that you can get to meet the team and, you know, so you can put faces to names at the festival.
Ah, brilliant stuff. It's been great talking to you, and I really hope it all goes well. I'm sure it will. I'm looking forward to playing it this year. You've even got a green room, so I'm there.
We like to take care of our artists.
I've got a green room.
They've got some change and keep their flight boxes and all the equipment. So, make a cup of tea.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, very nice. The last green room we had was at Rochester Sweets Festival, and it was an empty tent at the back of the stage. Nothing in it. Not even a coffee machine.
No, I wasn't A bit more professional than that. But, yeah, well,
that's council cutbacks.
Dressing rooms with hanging rails and mirrors and all sorts.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Oh, brilliant. It's great talking to you. And if you haven't got your tickets yet, go to chickenstockfestival.co.uk and have a go. It's a local friendly festival and it's certainly a great mix of music. I'll be there with Shanaki and I'm certainly going to be trying to grab some other people for some folking.com interviews as well. So let's all see you all there. Moira, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much indeed. And I will see you on the weekend when it all happens.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, and you. Thanks for talking to us. See you later. Bye now. Bye.